Hello.
Hi there, it's a call for Mr. Nisbet.
Yeah, this is Sam speaking. James.
Oh, hi, James. It's Daniel here calling from MMA Legal's investigations team. How are you
today?
All
right, mate. All right, I'm good.
Good, good. Are you free just for 5 minutes or
hi,
so?
Hi, mate, hi.
Brilliant. Just for data protection, James, can I take the first line of your address, please?
It's 20 Fraser Street in Cleland.
Your email address?
It's nisbetjames262@gmail.com.
Brilliant. And just your date of birth, please, James.
18/7/1971.
Brilliant. Thank you for that, James. So the reason for my call was just to introduce myself a bit as your claim worker. So my name's Daniel.
Yeah.
I'll be handling your case and give you a quick update that we've had a couple of records back from NHS Lanarkshire and Police Scotland. So we're just waiting on records now from your local council. And I wanted to call yourself today just to get a bit more information as well. So the first thing I need from yourself is, can I take your current GP details, please?
My GP details? I've not even got them here. But I need to get them. I need
not a problem, James. If I if I just pop it over on an email, everything.
I'll send it back to you. Not a problem.
Right, not a problem, James. All right, I'll put that on an email for you. It's just things like your GP details, previous address prior to care, parents' names, things like that. I'll put it all on an email for you anyway, James, and you can take it from there in your own time. All right.
See one of the establishments I was in. I remember one of the guys' names. It was an animal. He was terrible. No, I mean, I can remember his name. Mr. Club, his name was, and it was that was in Pullman Young Offenders. It was an animal, terrible.
Right.
Young boys' jaws and all that. Animal.
Oh gosh.
An animal.
Yeah, it's sort of horrific. Some of the things that's happened in these care institutes, honestly, absolutely horrific.
Honestly, I'm not kidding. That's horrific, man. No, I mean,
yeah,
I would say it probably sent me on my life of crime. But know what I mean?
Yeah, no,
I would say that,
understandable,
honestly, we're looking back at it and think that when I think where it started for you, that's where I'll say it started for you, definitely.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely, James. So after we've got all the records back, then we'll be doing an evidence review of all your records, getting any sort of relevant information that we need to cross-reference to your time in care, and then we'll be booking you in for a more formal witness statement, and that'll be your last chance to tell us everything that happened.
Yeah,
folks,
same.
Yeah, it's quite a lengthy phone call.
Do you know what, pal? There's one sad thing about it. I can remember one of the boys that was there. And he's actually dead now, but he took more punishment for these people than I've ever seen in my life, honestly. He kicked the teeth out of his head and everything. No, I mean, it was terrible what he'd done.
Oh,
him.
God, yeah. I mean, can only imagine.
Probably affected the guy. That's how he probably died young, know what I mean?
Yeah,
through
of course.
Them kicking the life out of him.
Yeah,
you know I mean?
There's just so many people that were affected by that that bunch of institutes in Scotland at that time. It's just that's exactly why we're doing what we're doing. We want to try and get
They didn't deserve a job. Know what I mean? Supposed
to
be help. You know what I mean? It wasn't help. It was just getting things worse than that. Know what I mean?
Well, that's it. You don't expect it from a place that's supposed to be caring for you.
Exactly. A duty of care, they never knew what a duty of care was back then.
It's the care institutes and, like I say, the local councils back then as well. It was just so badly mismanaged. It was, like I say, horrific. But yeah, have you got any more questions for myself today, James, at all? Or?
Oh, just how long is it going to take all this? It takes a good year or so, 2 years.
Oh, we don't want to say that long. Obviously, we give the institutions a month to come back to us with records.
Aye.
And as soon as we get those records, as soon as we have the last record in, we're doing evidence review straight away. We'll be contacting you back to put you in for that witness statement. And once we've got that witness statement in, send it all across the redress. And then there's a two-month
They'll have was there, you know what I mean, in these places. They must have records there, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. There's plenty of records that we've received back already for the clients,
of course. Brilliant.
But, yeah, like I say, we'll update you as soon as we get those records back,
James. No problem,
all right.
Brilliant.
All right. No worries. Well, thanks for talking to me
good
today,
man.
James.
Hey, boy, thanks a lot.
No worries. I hope you have
good
a nice day.
Help, thanks.
No
James
problem.
Yourself. Cheers, mate. Cheers.
See you now, James.